Agricultural programming is made possible by Farm Credit Services of Illinois. Farm Credit Services of Illinois has been providing for farmers' credit and insurance needs for over 90 years, including real estate, operating and machinery loans, crop and life insurance protection, and programs for young and beginning farmers.
Time now for our pre-opening commodity market report. Here with that is Illinois Public Media's Director of Agricultural Programming, Dave Dickey. Good morning, Dave.
Good morning, Tom, and good Monday morning, everyone. An Obama administration official says the Justice Department is going to more aggressively investigate big companies that improperly dominate markets. The official said the administration is abandoning a set of legal guidelines put in place by the Bush administration. Critics have complained that the earlier set of instructions made it difficult to pursue antitrust cases against big firms. Assistant Attorney General Christine Varney is set to announce the new antitrust agenda this morning to the Center for American Progress, a left-leaning think tank. The Dow Jones Industrial Average, now trading at 84.32, is down 142 points. The NASDAQ, 17.07, down 31.44. And the S&P 500 at 909.54 is down 19.61 points.
Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible by AgriGold Hybrids, funding agricultural programming as an additional service to the many AgriGold customers in the AM 580 listening area. AgriGold, the corn specialists. More information is at agrigold.com or at 800-262-7333.
Joining us now with a look at the agricultural weather is our very own Mike Sola. And Mike, the traders are going to be closely watching the 10-day forecasts, I suspect, for the next week or so.
And Dave, the next week, the 10 days, will be pretty decent across a good portion of the corn and soybean belt. Now, we're not going to be precipitation-free, but we don't look for any major storms in the area. The result will be more fields, maybe a little bit more feasible to see some precipitation amounts over the next week are generally going to be a little bit heavier across the southeastern U.S. and into the Delta states, and they've had their own problems as far as some fields that were planted early. They had some heavy rain that washed out some fields, and they've had a continuation of wet weather across the southeast and the Delta. So that may be the problem area, but again, much of the Corn Belt will see average or less than average precipitation. The trend will be a little bit drier across areas of Missouri, Nebraska, and Iowa. Also, Kansas is expected to see a downgrade in the amount of precipitation they've had. They've had some very heavy rains with some fields being flooded there. So we will start to see some improvement. Now, again, all of it is very relative concerning how wet the fields are going into this week, but again, less precipitation is expected across most of the Midwest this week. There will be, again, some chances for heavy rain early this week and from Kansas and Missouri and across portions of the western Corn Belt, but as we get towards the middle and second half of the week, we are expecting to see drier weather that has been pretty much in place across the southwestern states generally move to the east, and that will help to dry some things out. But again, time frame, that's the big question as to how quickly people can get out into the fields. In the Delta and the southeast, again, some heavy rain and flooding occurred across portions of the region over the weekend. Rain was heaviest from northeastern Mississippi, where just over an inch to as much as 2.5 inches of rain was reported. Northern, northeastern portions of Louisiana in through central Mississippi received anywhere from a half up to an inch and a half, with mostly dry conditions occurring in central and southern Louisiana. Temperatures will be warming up again as that big dome of high pressure starts to spread from the western states in towards the Midwest, but we start the week with very cool conditions across the upper Midwest. There may have been some frost as close by as northern Indiana, a better chance for frost this morning across Minnesota and Wisconsin, where skies were clear. They will remain a little bit below average for the early part of the week and then start to see things warming up as we get into the second week. So the next 10 days to 2 weeks, conditions will get a little bit closer to average across the upper Midwest, while near normal temperatures are expected for the bulk of the heaviest corn and soybean areas. Above average temperatures are definitely in place across the western states and will continue to spread to the east. In the western states, they have some scattered rain and snow showers in the northern Rockies and the Pacific Northwest. The rest of the western states remain dry, favoring field work and crop growth, although there is an exceptional need for rain across a large portion of California, where the wildfires are still roaring in some areas. The southern states, showery weather will continue to hamper field work, including corn, soybean, rice, cotton, and sorghum planting. Southern portions of Texas and Florida remain extremely dry. And again, the Corn Belt, we just have some scattered light showers ending this morning, or maybe into the early afternoon in the eastern Ohio Valley. But cool, dry weather is going to provide a limited window for opportunity for corn and soybean planting elsewhere. With a look at the growing area weather, I'm Mike Sola.
In the Sunday overnight trading session, Kansas City July wheat opened at 6.31 1/4, down 1 3/4 last trade, down 1 1/2. At the Board of Trade, May wheat opened at 5.75 3/4, down 4 3/4 last trade, down 4 3/4. July 5.90 1/2, down 1/2 last trade, down 3. May corn opened at 4.08 3/4, down 5 1/4 last trade, down 3. July 4.20 down 1 last trade, down 3 3/4. December 4.39 down 3/4 last trade, down 3 3/4. July of 2010, 4.65 down 1 last trade, down 3/4. May beans open at 11.20 down 14 last trade, down 15 3/4. July 11.04 3/4 down 6 3/4 last trade, down 16. November 9.73 down 6 1/2 last trade, down 14 3/4. July of 2010, 9.62 1/2 down 7 last trade, down 14 1/2. May soybean meal open at 3.60 up 50 last trade, down 4.40. July 3.41 1/50 unchanged last trade, down 4.10. May soybean oil open at 38.91 down 39 last trade, down 50. July 39.50 down 11 last trade, down 45. Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is Brian Maple of FC Stone and Company. He is in Indianapolis, Indiana. Good morning, Brian.
Good morning, Dave.
Well, the overnight was a softer tone to it, but it held at the nearby suspected support levels. What do you make of the trade?
Well, I think the markets are due for a correction. You saw global equities pretty much down across the board. Energies were down in, along the same line, and the dollar was back up a touch, although the dollar just got hammered last week. So it feels like the market's in a corrective-type mode. People are starting to look towards tomorrow's report, with average estimate for corn carryout coming in at 1383, I think, is what they were throwing out for an average guess. Soybeans coming in at 130 and the wheat at 687. So, you know, we're looking for already what I would consider to be somewhat friendly numbers. It's going to be hard for the report tomorrow to be terribly friendly. China, of course, has still got more talk out here. They're talking about strategically releasing some of the grains that they bought into their government reserves. They really didn't give a timetable on that. But supposedly have 5 million metric tons of beans bought for May and 4 million for June. And I do believe that that's what actually turns beans back south, is when they actually do stop buying U.S. commodities and start to move into their reserves and shift away from those. We also found swine flu over in China for the first time. Some concern that that could hamper the pork demand over there and slow down their need for U.S. soybeans.
So when we look back at this week, will this week be a trend turner for the downside?
It could be. I mean, we need to get corn and wheat to give us another decent close. They broke out on Friday, and if we can follow that up with a reasonable close this week, we're still in the upwards mode for the grains. I think that there's a chance that that happens. My real feeling is all we're going to get is a correction. You might take the front-end beans back down to 1050. I think I'd be nervous if we got much in the way of a settlement below 1050 in July beans, that all of a sudden we are starting to turn back south.
1050 still means 1150 is in play?
I think it does. I think 1150 is in play, even possibly higher if China keeps buying. But that's the question. Is China giving us a straight scoop, or do we come in here and find that they buy another 5 or 10 boats of beans this week?
What do you make of the dollar break that we saw last week? What does it mean?
Much like the grains, it means that we've got lower values coming, more than likely, if you follow it up with another poor close. All of a sudden, that's going to bring more demand back to the U.S. It makes the U.S. bean that much more competitive over the Brazilian bean and the Argentine bean if we ever start to see much activity coming out of Argentina.
Let's go ahead and get the calls then.
I'm going to go 2 to 3 lower in the bean and the corn. I think beans are going to be down in that 15 to 20 range. I think wheat will be down 3 to 4, and I probably wouldn't carry beans too long today. I'd probably get them shed fairly quickly this morning just for fear that we're into that corrective mode.
30 seconds, livestock side.
Livestock, I got to feel like has turned the corner, and we're beyond the swine flu deal, and at this point I'd be holding out for higher prices.
All right then, Brian. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Dave.
That's Brian Maple of FC Stone & Company. He is in Indianapolis, Indiana, and he joins us every Monday morning on the pre-opening Commodity Market Report. You're listening to WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM HD2 and HD3 Urbana, and we're on the web for you 24/7 at our agricultural website at WILLAG.org.